Hello and welcome once again to Coffee and the Cosmos with Sagima Bay, and I'm your host, Craig Wells, and we're having another great day today. Coming to you from Birmingham, Alabama, actually on the porch of Apostle Steve's house, getting ready to go to church and worship Yahweh and uplift the glory of the Lord. And as I'm sitting on this porch, I, for those that know me, my brother passed unexpectedly just a few days ago. And, there was a song that they played at his funeral. And I'm not trying to be depressing this morning, but there's a song that played that basically said, it's my time to chase the monsters away. Now, it's not a song I've ever heard before. His sons played it, and it basically was about a son telling the father, it's going to be okay. I understand that, you're gone away. But it's my turn to chase the monsters away. And I started thinking about this song and started thinking, of course, about, my family, my relationship with my brother, life, and all the things you think about during funeral time, especially when it's personal, when you have to do a funeral and it's your brother. And, you have your father there is burying his son. And it's a very emotional experience in life. But that words of that song would not leave me alone. And, sometimes in life, and I'm just being real with you, I think today's podcast, if you would look at it, maybe, we were closer than we really are. Just me being a speaker and you being a participant of someone listening to hearing what the word of the Lord is for the day, or an encouragement, or how to go into the Hebrew Living Letters, or on the other side of the veil, or all the different things that I teach. But let's just make it a little personal, as if we were a little more than acquaintances and we're in this event of life together, because we really are. We all are in this event of life that God has given us, this beautiful life that also can have tragic moments or painful moments or hurtful moments or failed mistakes or just all the things in life that comes along. It's a whole list. And though I pray that your life has more ups and downs and more victories and failures, and that you focus more on the ups than the downs, and focus more on the victories and failures, and pull deep into the strength of Yahweh through the Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me, that find that strength to do the greater things in life. And sometimes, just like I'm sitting here right now, this is really not my nature. I'm not one just to sit around. And though I'm sitting on this porch, I've been out here since early this morning. I got up about 5 a.m. and it's so beautiful out here. And they got the trees and the birds, and you can see the squirrels, and the sun's coming through. And he's got this beautiful American flag in his front porch. And yes, I am very patriotic. And the government's messed up. Well, but I love being in America. I'm sorry. I love being in America. And so I pray for America, because the Bible says to pray for your government and pray for your state and pray for your leaders, that it'll be well with you. Well, let's go back to what God began to speak to me about, because he said, I want to talk to you about your call, Craig. And I said, you want to talk to me about my call? I'm meditating about my brother being gone and how much I miss him. I really love my brother, and always loved my brother. And so it hurt, just to be honest with you. It hurt that he left, and very painful, a lot more emotional and painful than I thought, because he's just a year older than me. And so therefore it kind of hurt really bad. And but I'm listening to the song, and I'm like, okay, Yahweh, what are you trying to say here? And he says, I want you to take this to a spiritual level of the call of God in your life. And almost anyone can apply this to their life. Even if it's not their main call, it's something that they can apply to their life. And I'm like, okay, Yahweh, speak to me about this. And he says, think about it. What he's saying, it's my turn to keep the monsters away. Now, first of all, it reminded me when I was a little boy, and you know how you are with a little boy. Sometimes you think something's under the bed, or you think something's in the closet, and you know, you call for your mom. You just can't sleep. You see shadows in the window, and you're a kid. You know, you don't know what's going on. You feel a little apprehensive, and you know, mom comes in or daddy comes in and gives you that comfort. Or sometimes they just come and say, "Hey, you better go to bed right now. Cut this nonsense out." But sometimes they're like, "Okay, you know, hey, you know, let's say a prayer," or you know, they're basically chasing, you know, that monster away. And that's kind of like the beginning of when someone stood up for you and protected you. When someone came and said, you know, I'm going to help you get a little peace that you may not be getting at this moment. And it really started making me think about the possibilities that we have in life, especially as born-again believers. I think we don't go around chasing enough monsters away. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about being religious and being on a witch hunt or a demonic hunt. Oh, well, you got the devil in you, and you know, trying to build a framework for Satan. One of the problems with religion is we really build frameworks for Satan in our life. We talk about him. We speak about him. We blame things on him. And we basically build a framework of faith out of our mouth and thoughts that allows the enemy to have a foothold and a stronghold, as well as an entry place around our life by giving him undue credit or even focusing on him. So no, I'm not talking about that. It's the way that you begin to deal with this for your life or for those around you, or maybe you have children, or maybe you have children's children, and or maybe you have some monsters that might need to go. And maybe they're not physical monsters. Of course, I'm not sitting around talking about, oh, do you have demons attacking you? The blood of Yeshua will take care of this. But I'm talking about some of the simple things. You know, maybe you have an ailment that's been a monster in your life, or maybe you know someone with an ailment that's been a monster in their life, or maybe someone, you know, they're alone, they're not married, or their spouse has passed, or their children are gone, or, you know, something that makes them feel a little weary in this life. Or maybe they don't have a good job, and maybe their finances are low, and or maybe, you know, they don't have close relationships, or there's a million things that are basically show up as monsters in our life. And Yahweh, you know, he really began to speak to me. He says, you know, part of your call, part of your ministry, and really part of everyone's ministry is not, maybe you're not called to touch the world as per se, but you're called to touch the world around you. That maybe one little simple word, maybe a kind act, maybe a moment of love, maybe a small gift, maybe a thoughtful prayer, maybe something reaching out to someone, maybe even a simple phone call will take the monsters out of their life that day of what they're going through, because you never know what someone's going through. Well, you know, Apostle, this don't seem so spiritual. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Spirituality is not something you put on. It's something that you dwell in. And so everything you do is spiritual, whether it's what you would consider religious or not. You know, I went bowling with my beautiful wife and my cousin, who's like my brother, as my brother, and his beautiful wife. And I didn't find anything religious about it, but you couldn't get more spiritual than four men and women of Yahweh cutting up, having a good time, engaging in each other in a relaxing way. Be no different than if we're just sitting there just worshiping the Lord. Why? Because our hearts are pure before Yahweh. And at that moment, we're chasing the monster of stress away, or the monster of emotional hurt, like in myself, away. That moment of peace that's coming from getting your mind off your trials or your struggles, which so many people need to do just a little more, you know? Because sometimes in life, like I said, you know, I'm out here. They live to what I call the country. I mean, Birmingham's a big city. They live out toward they own 7 acres of land. So there's a lot of trees and stuff out here. And I'm looking at these wind chimes, and they got this big old snowflake hanging from this butterfly wind chime that's so beautiful blowing on the wind. I never think like that, but at this morning and looking at the pecan trees and the plants, and it's like, God's creation. It's so much beauty. And that chases the monster of despair away. You know, it's just, my mother used to say this, it only takes a little extra effort to be above average. I always like to be above average in everything I do. I don't always hit that mark, but, you know, there's a goal. But in all reality, if you think about it, it only takes a little extra effort to be above average in this world. And talking about being the light of Yeshua, that's really what chases the monsters away. It's not always going up quoting a scripture. It's going up being the scripture. You know, it's like, when's the last time you brought your coworker breakfast in the morning? Or when's the last time you bought your boss a cup of coffee? Or when's the last time that you spoke highly of someone around you? Not because they did something, just because you wanted to show love and show care and show concern. Well, you know, how are these things are going to get me into the heavens and see angels? And well, all that's important, and I'm very much in the up here. You listen to my podcast, I'll teach and show you all those things. But go all the way back to the basics of the Beatitudes in the Bible. You know, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall see God. You know, when you're chasing the monsters away in people's lives, and that could just be a hedge of protection, a prayer. It could be sometimes even unknown. Maybe they don't even know. But it's also good to show that care and show that concern. Say, hey, you know, I love you. Or, you know, pick up that phone and tell someone that you haven't told in a while. Hey, listen, you're important to me. Because a lot of people have that monster of worthlessness, or that they're not valuable on the earth because of their life or circumstances or situations. I mean, you know, we watch TV and we see movie stars or sports and athletes and leaders and what we call famous or popular people. And, you know, of course, we think they have it all together because they got fortune, fame, money, usually good looks. But without Christ, all that's not worth nothing. But there's nothing wrong with having those things. My God, every person would love to have more than enough money to pay their bills and to bless people and things of that nature. But the truth of the matter is, you can be just as happy or happier in what you have by just being thankful. Thankfulness will take some of those monsters away. Sometimes you have to reset your life, reset your position, because there's people around you or things around you that's not celebrating you or celebrating life or celebrating the function of life. Listen, life is too short to live miserable. Let me help you. Even if we get to live a long, 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 long time, and I believe by the grace of God, and as we position ourselves to learn this word, that God is going to teach us how to have that Kaya Olam, that eternal life shining through us. But even in that, there may be a day that death will come. And in this life, therefore, it's short. Now we live forever. Don't get me wrong. We're talking about their eternal status. But in this life, with this grass and with this wind blowing and a dog barking in the background, and I can see a railroad track from here, and you can hear in the middle of the night, and all the coolness of the country lifestyle, and just peace, really, just very peaceful out here. Apostle Steve has definitely made a home of peace, him and Pastor Beverly, and just a great place to come and recoup. It's kind of like they're helping chase the monsters away from me of my little blues because my brother passed. It's so important to think about others, and it's so important to be grateful. And it's also important to be careful about the ones that allow, you know, in your life, the access you live in your life. I'm pretty sure I did a podcast about that recently, about the access that you allow the people in your life. Because if they're not bringing, they're taking. If they take too long, you won't have nothing left, and you won't really recognize yourself no more. And you'll have to make another way. It's just wisdom. You have to take care of yourself and chase your monsters away. And everything to be done in love. You want to chase a lot of things away. Do it in love, not in judgment. You know, you can always find fault in people. You can find fault in things. And it's so easy throughout our day to see that. you know, and that chaos. But you can function out of love even in that. And love covers a multitude of sins. And love, excuse me, love will have you shine the light even in the tragic moments that you may have and may go through and move on in your life. Because God wants you to chase the monsters away and live in His peace and live in His glory and live in His rest. You might say, well, why such a simple podcast? And why would this be so important? And I'll tell you a key. Me and Apostle Steve was talking about it, and it is the truth. You know, Jesus, don't get me wrong. I want to say this right so you don't take it the wrong way. Sometimes people hear me say, you don't need more of Jesus. You don't need more of God. You don't need the Holy Spirit. You don't need more of Holy Spirit. You need more of yourself. And they totally don't understand because they have a religious mindset of what I'm saying. So let me explain it to you. Jesus died on the cross, resurrected, ascended into heavens, and gave you the totality of Himself. Yahweh, the Most High God, created you out of the loins of Himself and the full purpose of Himself before you ever came to this planet. Holy Spirit, the very Spirit of the living God, dwells in you, around you, and through you, and is the revelation of God Himself, Yeshua, the Holy Spirit. Now, there are the fullness. And the reason I tell you that you don't need more of them per se, though you do need more, do not get me wrong, is, and the reason I say you need to know more of who you are, it's not legalism or religiousism or humanism. No. It's the God self of yourself, the one that's made in His image, the one that houses the glory of God, the one that houses Yeshua, the one that houses Holy Spirit. Your soul and your mind is actually the filter of the revelation of God. It's not the Bible, though you need the Bible. It's not everything you hear from God, though you need everything you hear from God. You are an individual with a free will, and your mind, your soul, your will and emotions will determine and decide and filter what you hear from God, how you understand it, what you're capable of understanding, and what you're capable of functioning. And if that wasn't true, you wouldn't have over 2,000 religions or more in the earth about Jesus. Why? Because it's what we allow ourselves or are able or capable to perceive in our revelation of the fullness of God in us. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So when He baptized you in the Holy Spirit, you were baptized in the same Holy Spirit as me. When you got saved by the blood covenant of Jesus, you got saved by the same blood covenant of Jesus as me. When you receive it, Abba, Father, Yahweh, the Most High God is your God, your Lord, you're accepting the reality that He is your Father. It's the same God that I have. But all of us are filtering the Bible, filtering what we hear from preachers, what we hear from Holy Spirit, what we hear from teaching by our soul, our will, our emotions, and how we can comprehend that in our life. Yes, as Holy Spirit teaches us. Yes, as great leaders teach us. But it's still going through the filter of us. That is why we must come into the revelation of the fullness of the Christ man, the Christ woman of who we are in Christ Jesus. And that will chase some monsters away in your own life, that you can actually realize you have more of Jesus. You have more of Yahweh. You have more Holy Spirit. It's just for yours to the taking of opening and breaking the revelation in your mind and your soul before the King, and allowing Him to have that perfect way, work to open up the revelation for you to receive. Well, once again, this is Segima Bay. Samax Gar Gamal Ayin Bet Yod, my Hebrew living letter name, which means Son of Light in short. And I hope I'm being a light to you today, and I'm hoping in your life that I'm chasing a few of those little monsters away, because it's definitely my call to bring you peace and awareness and awakening to the fullness of who you are in the Godhead of God, Yahweh, Yeshua, and the Holy Spirit through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Well, once again, don't forget to subscribe, hit that button, share us with a friend, whether around the corner or around the world. I love you. You are so beautiful. I'll see you tomorrow. Shalom.